Welcome to the Next Level Leaders Podcast with me, Dr. Joseph Walker. This podcast is designed to offer strategies in moving vision to reality. Leaders can expect to be mentored, inspired, challenged to succeed at the next level. So prepare to be exposed, empowered, and equipped for excellence. Thank you for connecting and allowing this space to become an opportunity for growth and collaborative learning. Now, let's go on this journey together and spark the change we wish to see in ourselves, our teams, and the world. Hi, I'm Dr. Joseph Walker, and thank you so much for tuning in to Next Level Leader Podcast. So grateful to have all of you connected on today. What a wonderful day it is, and I'm so thankful for you for being a part of this podcast community. Wherever you're hearing this podcast, know that we appreciate you so much for being a part of a community that believes that there's a leader in all of us that's being developed, it's growing. We believe that iron sharpens iron. It's our goal every single week to bring content that we believe can be practical, purposeful, to help you manage what you're managing and bring to fruition what needs to come. Thank you so much for being a part of Next Level Leader. And I want you to share this with others. If you're being blessed by it, make sure you share. That means a lot to us when you share this community with others. We're trying to reach 1 million people. So we hope you can help us do just that. Also, I want you to make sure you stay connected to me by following me at JosephWalker3 on Instagram. That's JosephWalker3. There you can communicate with me and you can have conversations about leadership. Also, I want to make sure you go to josephwalker3.org for more of my content. I've written several books on leadership. The most recent book, Leadership and Loneliness, truly be a blessing to you. Go out there and find out when I'll be in your city, your area, if you're interested in having us to come to be a part of what's happening with you. We love to do it. Let me tell you, my wife and I have a wonderful YouTube channel. I talk about it every week because I get more and more excited about it. It's called Our Life, Our Journey, Our Truth. I want to encourage you to go out there and check it out. Listen to it, watch it, subscribe, do that. It would truly be a blessing to us if you did. So thank you in advance, and I really, really appreciate that. Today, what a topic we have. How to handle jealousy. You ever just wondered what creates that in people? You're just trying to live your best life. You're trying to be a leader, trying to bring folks along. When you're organically a, you know, very collaborative person who wants to see everybody win, it's hard. It's counterintuitive to even have to deal with jealousy because you're wondering where it's coming from. But what is important to know, every next level leader is going to have to deal with it because jealousy manifests in a variety of ways. It may not be overt. Sometimes it is covert. Sometimes it is systemic. It manifests in a variety of different ways. I want you to truly understand how to manage it, how to deal with it, how to handle it, because it is something that you will absolutely encounter if you haven't encountered it by now. How about we start here? Accept that success exposes insecurities. Oh yeah, your success as a leader, all that you're posting, all that you're talking about, all the wonderful things you're doing, you wonder why there are crickets, you wonder why people are being quiet, because the more you talk about what you're doing, the more they see your success, it keeps reminding them of the failures, the inadequacies, the shortcomings in their own life. See, jealous people live comparatively. So they compare their reality to yours and they're often wondering, why not me? So you must understand that your success, though, is important for you to celebrate and your team to celebrate. It exacerbates this issue of jealousy among those who struggle with their own insecurities. And it's important to understand that. So every single place you're successful, I can guarantee you, there's going to be a jealous individual because they're going to look at their own situation in comparison to what's happening with you, and they're going to project that jealousy upon you. And that's why it's important for number two, don't take the bait and react. Whenever you experience jealousy, you have to realize who you are. You are a next level leader. You can't take this bait. You can't allow the jealous person to pull you out of who you are, to come down to that level and respond, try to justify. I see it so often. People are trying to justify their blessings, trying to give these long narratives to explain, well, it's because of this and because of that. You owe no one an explanation. Your friends don't need an explanation, and your haters don't deserve one. So I need you to continue to do what you're called to do and remind yourself every single day, I'm not going to take the bait. Because if I allow myself to go into this emotive response and reaction, I'm going to do something or say something that could jeopardize and compromise the integrity of the very thing it took me years to build up. Don't take the bait, ladies and gentlemen. Here's number three. Don't downgrade your vision to be accepted. Sometimes in this simulating world, we feel that, well, I'm ashamed of how blessed I am. I don't want people to think I'm trying to outdo them. So what I'll do, I'll scale back my blessing so that I can fit into this particular crowd. Let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen, that's not how this works. You should never have to downsize, scale down, downgrade your blessing to accommodate people who will never truly understand you in the first place. Acceptance can't be that valuable to you. I've just learned, man, once I'm walking in this level, I'm not going back. I'm pulling people up to where I am. That's what a next level leader does. I mean, think about it. A great basketball player doesn't downgrade their game. They bring other players up to them. They make people better around them. That's what leadership is about. Can you make your team better? Can you make other folks better? And so it's important to understand this, that you don't have to downgrade your vision because you feel like it's too massive or, you know, it's going to intimidate people or they can't, you know, handle it in that city. So you therefore, you say, well, I can't do this in this city or I can't do this in this space because I'm not going to fit in. They're going to think I'm crazy. But you have to understand something. You're an outlier. You are a person that will never fit in. And so you have to continuously do what you are assigned to do. Does this make sense? So I need you to stop downgrading your vision, but continue to believe in it. It's big. You've asked God to enlarge your territory. You've asked God to bless you indeed. All right. Your scale is what it is. So don't worry about who accepts you and who doesn't. Continue to push forward in the thing you are assigned to do. And here's the deal. There's nothing wrong. This is number four. We're dreaming big. Ladies and gentlemen, there's nothing wrong with dreaming outside the box. Sometimes these jealous spirits make us feel like, you know, our motives are wrong. That people make you think, you know, you're just trying to do too much. But the reality is, there is nothing wrong. Your God is a big God. That means your dreams are big. You got the dream. The dreams that I have sometimes scare me. If your dreams don't make your knees buckle, if your dreams don't make you have, you know, nervous stomach, if your dreams, you know, don't keep you up at night, your dreams are really too small. Your dreams have to be bigger than your budget. It has to be bigger than the crowd around you. You got to be able to say, wait a minute, I believe this can happen in my life. For some of you, your dream will be a multimillionaire business owner. You'll be able to pour back and give philanthropically to your church and to the community and to schools. And that's what your dream is. Some of you dream of taking, you know, your business to a scale where not only is impacting the local community, but you want to be global in your reach. Somebody dreamed that, y'all. When you dream like that, you believe like that, you can't sit back and let jealous people prevent you from dreaming. Because here's the point I say every single time I encounter somebody who has a problem with my dream. You can't be big if little got you. Think about this for a moment. People of God, you got to continue to build bridges and not fences. Let me say it again. Build bridges and not fences. I'm saying to you that you've got to be the person that when you are experiencing jealousy, you got to continue to make certain that you're reaching people who may have a problem with you. It's easy to put up a fence and say, because you're jealous, I won't communicate, I won't work with you. No, as a next level leader, sometimes you have to build bridges when other people want to walk away. Figure out, how can I work with this person? How can I engage this person? How can I, you know, there's always something salvageable, even in the jealous individual. working with people sometimes who are difficult to work with. It's about building bridges. It's about how do we get things done. At the end of the day, I want to make certain that I'm moving the needle and getting things done, because whatever my vision is, it is bigger than myself. And so I think it's so important when you think about it like that, a communal vision, something that's going to uplift the entire community, not just you and your family, but it's going to bless so many people. You got to learn how to build bridges. I've been able to build bridges with people that did not understand me, people that were previously jealous of me, but when they got to know me, they repented of it and talked about how, you know, amazing the relationship was and how they understood now what the devil was trying to prevent from happening. The devil is trying to prevent specific connections in your life, because those connections can catapult you into an extraordinary manifestation of your vision. So it's important that you and I both understand this. Let's build bridges. Let's build bridges and not fences that keep people out. Here's number six. There's always more for you than against you. My mother would say that, and I can still hear her saying it now. Son, no matter how difficult it gets, no matter what the jealous people are saying, no matter what they're posting, no matter who walks away from you, always remember there are more for you than there are against you. Sometimes in your mind, you could think that everybody doesn't like you. You think that because two or three people walked away or because they are negative and jealous, you think that's everybody else. But please hear me well. There are more people celebrating you than tolerating you. I want you to pause and reflect over those people and thank God for them and not allow yourself to fall in this vortex of depression and being upset because you feel that people don't support you or don't like you. Listen, there's a lot of people. If you shift your energy, you'll discover that you got people that are praying for you, investing in you, supporting you. And that's why I tell people, there are more for you than there are against you. We're talking about jealousy. And let me go back and review what we've talked about. The reality is that everybody experiences it, right? As a leader, it's going to happen because I'm successful. Understand that my success exposes the insecurities of my jealous friends and people. See, this is what you must understand. All of what God is doing to you, all of what you are accomplishing, counterbalance that over against someone who did not accomplish it, whose life is not on the same trajectory. They cannot help but be jealous because they're living their life comparatively when they should not. Number two, don't take the bait and react. Don't get in your feelings and your emotions. That's where the mistakes are often made. When we're in our natural man trying to respond to jealous people, clapping back when we should not. And number three, don't downgrade your vision and just be accepted. I don't want to be in the in crowd that bad that I limit what God wants to do in my life. Here's the fourth thing. There's nothing wrong with dreaming big. I believe it. I believe it. I believe it. See, I am not going to downgrade my vision to be accepted, nor am I going to let my vision be small. You can't be big if little got you. So here's an important thing to remember. Continue to build bridges, not fences. Continue to reach out. Continue to conversate with people who may have a different philosophy or thought about it, but you can still get things done by building bridges. And there's always more for you than there are against you. Always remember, no matter how difficult and painful it might appear out there as you're working hard, trying to make things happen, always celebrate the fact that you've got so many people out there pulling for you that want to see you win. The final thing I want to share with you is this. Keep progressing and never take it personal. Man, if you could lock in on that right there, never take it personal. I've learned that this jealousy stuff is bigger than me. I used to personalize it and say, oh, they don't like me, or are they trying to stop me? No, they're trying to stop what you represent. They're trying to stop what you manifest. They are trying to help you understand it is bigger. So while you're personalizing it, what you should be doing is taking that energy and moving forward, progressing toward the thing that God has called you to do. That's what I want you to do today. Keep progressing, keep winning, keep writing the book, keep showing up. Because you, ladies and gentlemen, have to realize that you are a successful individual and you're going to have jealousy levied at you. I'm thankful for you today. I tell you, I love having you on this podcast. And here's what I want you to do. I want to make sure you follow me at Joseph Walker 3. Do that. Make sure also you go to josephwalker3.org, get my books and content, etc. Do that. And make sure you go over to Our Life, Our Journey, Our Truth on YouTube. Check it out. Do that. I'm so thankful for you. And I appreciate you being connected. This podcast segment is so important for every single individual who's on a trajectory of success to know that jealous people are going to be there. But you have to continue to do what God has called you to do. Live out the vision you have and watch great things begin to happen in your life. I want to thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate you so much. And I want you to know I love you and thank you. Keep on winning. Keep on being the next level leader. And I'll talk to you soon. Until next time, you be blessed. Peace out. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's podcast. I want you to subscribe at iTunes, cpnshows.com, or whatever podcasts are downloaded. I also want you to follow me on Instagram at Joseph with you.